The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. It is reported in the book, collected in the book of Sahih al-Imam al-Muslim, also Amir Ahl Sunnah in his auspicious work Faizani Sunnah. Not only Faizani Sunnah, in many of his book Faizan Ramadan and all his risala, you find that a chapter or he will dedicate to start with something about durood. In one of the most quoted hadith by him in some of his celebrated his work, you find that there is this hadith emanating from the mouth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the one who send once durood unto him, Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal will shower him with 10 special mercies. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلاة وسلام عليك يا رسول الله. Viewers of Madani Channel, we say marhaba. I am happy that the silsila is continuing, as it is our Madani vows that the war against backbiting, it will continue. The war against music, it will continue. Against the war against ignorance, it will continue. We will try our level best to make sure to facilitate the angles and the perimeters of people to acquire Islamic knowledge. As well, some steps have been made from people also to acquire academical ilm, education in Darul Madina. Henceforth, we've got many facilities, Madrasatul Balighan, the madrasa of elderly people, boys and girls, separate madrasas which are running and under the course of Da'awati Islami. We thank Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal. With this in mind, we welcome you again back to the episode, The Path of Knowledge, or The Path Towards Knowledge, which of course one trend, the path to knowledge, is like trending the path to Jannah. May Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal make us all to yearn to be ashiq. You know, if you're an ashiq, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is your beloved, then of course you must love knowledge. Ala ilm, knowledge, it is the inheritance which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left for us. That was the last hadith which we did mention, wherein I did explained many virtues which was mentioned or gathered in one long hadith, whereby we heard that the one who take a path to go and seek for knowledge, Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal will make it easy for him the path to Jannah, and that the all the animals and everything in this dunya, as well as the dwellers of the skies, they make dua talibul ilm. Somebody who did go out and seek for knowledge, or a scholar, then we had the comparison of a scholar. We would like to continue and expound that hadith and to expurgate and to deduce some madani pearls. As we were doing, we were explaining that this statement, then we tried to deduce some madani pearls without wasting much of your time. Today we are now scrutinizing the last part of that hadith. فَمَنْ أَخَذَهُ أَخَذَ بِحَظٍ وَافِرٍ. So as for the one who wants to take knowledge, that is the literal meaning which we understand from this hadith. That is for the, we are talking about the final part of that hadith, we are now conclusion. Alhamdulillah, with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maybe somebody that just only started with this episode, it is a silsila, an episode, and continuation, whereby we are continuing, shedding on knowledge, shedding on ilm. We started with the ayat of the Holy Quran, and then we are now expurgating knowledge from the ahadith of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So now we are diving in the ahadith, to try to see what is on stake when one does not gain knowledge, and what is on offer if somebody, perhaps perchance, he strives to get the knowledge, what is it going to get? So I was explaining a long hadith. To cut it short, we heard that the one who goes, who leaves his perimeter zone to seek for knowledge, Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal will make it easy for him to go to Jannah. And Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, as well as the dwellers of the earth and the dwellers of the heavens, they make dua for the one who seek for knowledge. To continue now for those people who are following up with the episode, now we are explaining the last part, that فَمَنْ أَخَذَهُ. So as for the one who will take knowledge, as for the one who will go and get this inheritance of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, أَخَذَ بِحَظٍ وَافِرٍ, let him take a just portion of that. Why? Because knowledge, it is a great position. That is something great, something massive somebody can possess in this dunya. And this is the pinnacle of what will benefit. All what we have got in this dunya, it will benefit, but there is nothing which will benefit us more than knowledge itself. When we put the priority list, we will have got to put knowledge as first. So now we check that wherever we've got the first priority, it is knowledge. So common sense will tell us that it must be taken in its full capacity. This is the software whereby you need to install it with whatever software which will come with the package, that is knowledge. It will, save and protect us perpetually. And there's nothing which is perpetual of knowledge which I'm talking about, except the knowledge of Islam and the knowledge of this deen. So this is what we have got to understand from this knowledge, that it is something which is perpetual. It is a boon which is perpetual, nafi', which is continuous, in its perpetual state of nature. Allati idha inqata'at al-hudud, of which when other boons or when other favors or when other inquisitive things which we have got, when they will come to an end, knowledge, it will keep on still being felt its presence and being felt its presence. May Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal make us to realize this before it is too late. You see, we also know that knowledge, it is not physical, it is spiritual. Knowledge does not cut and does not finish. Why? Because it is spiritual. Money is physical. Money is physical. And knowledge is spiritual. Knowledge is something which will go straight to the mind, from the mind to the soul, from the mind to the qalb, to the heart, and it will be digested, then it will be put and to be cemented in our soul. Whatever we gather, it will go straight to our soul. So it is something which is perpetual, whereby it will not finish, as we know that the body, it will die, but the soul won't die, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wamal maut, what is death? Except the separation of the soul from the body. This is death. If the soul is taken out, then death occurs. The body, it will perish, but the soul won't perish. So all the food which we eat, it will die with the body, of course. That's why knowledge, Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalla, like how Imam Shafi'i said, that Allah favored knowledge, that he made the heart, the mind to be its place of staying. Unlike food, Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalla, he made the stomach to be its place of staying, and it will be digested and it will be distributed to the rest of the body. But as for knowledge, it is something which we will understand. As for other things of this dunya, they will come to an end, and it will finish when its connection are disconnected. Other boons which we have got, when they are disconnected, then they are not connected anymore. But knowledge, it is connected to the soul. So the soul, there is no any disconnection which will happen to the soul. It will be intact. Kama qala ta'ala in Surah Al-Furqan, verse number 23, we heard that Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, something which have got to this meaning, that people, they send their deeds and some of these deeds and whatever they send for the hereafter, Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal will make it like dust which will be flying. Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal make it to be rendered useless, actually. That is the summary of what is being mentioned in Surah Al-Furqan. So other, as we have mentioned, that other things, they are not worth much of our time. Why? Because when they stop, then it will be cut unto us. Well, let us understand. That's why death, it is to be understood. When you say death, we must not know that it is not the perish of the, we must know that it is not the perish of the soul. Wamal maut, what is death? Except al-intiqal, it is the transity, the moving of the soul from this dunya to another world. That is a transity. It will wave only a bite to the body. So now other things which were connected to the body, let us now to put it clear, they will become to stop to an end. But things which were connected to the soul, it will be perpetual, and we will be gaining what you call this connection and mu'alaqa with it, like our actions, like our knowledge, whether it is the actions were good, it will be good. When the actions were bad, then the result will be bad. Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal protect us all. What we are putting in mind here is the point is that if we invest on something whereby we know that we are going to leave it on the day, one day, then it will be useless. That venture, it will be, you know, you must know where you put your capital. It's like you are being told that this is a short-term project and this is a long-term project. Now, if you want to put your capital to something which will give you perpetual happiness, you will scrutinize between the two. Flip off from that which is short term to that which is long term. That is common sense minus nonsense. We reach a consensus. But if you just invest only in short term project, when these projects are finished, then you'll be found wanting. So this is like how they say that in English, that you must think global but don't think local. You must think global but don't think local. So here we say that think Jannah, don't think dunya. You must think Jannah and don't think dunya. This is the Islamic ethos. وَقَوْلُهُ. Now we look now at the statement which we hear that the death of a scholar, مُصِيبَةٌ, it is a misfortune which cannot be compensated. There are misfortunes which we can compensate if somebody steals a 10,000 rand or a $10,000 or rupees or whatever currency which one is using. We can make some amends to try to gather it back. But now, if a scholar is gone, there is no any means which we are going to make it to gather that knowledge back. We are going to explain on this point nicely. It is like a calamity, like a misfortune, again, like a burden which we cannot deny, which we cannot stop. When a scholar is dead, we cannot say, when we talk about death here, I need it to be understood that we are talking about the intiqal. Because the word death in English does not do justice to what actually maut it means. Al-maut, it is not that you die, you finish. But you're talking when they make intiqal, leaving this dunya and going to the akhirah, it is called intiqal. So their soul departed from this dunya, their physical demise. So when it happened here now in this dunya, they will left the gap which cannot be covered. That is what is being tried to be, the message being tried to be put in our mind. It's like a sun or the star which is being now rubbed and no more putting it back. The death of the whole clan, it is better than the death of the one scholar. The death of the whole clan, it is better than the demise of only one scholar. We need to understand this. Why? Because the importance of knowledge, it is ilm which we, if he is gone, if the alim is gone with his knowledge, then there's two things. We've got the musiba of that the alim is gone, but then we've got again musiba of his ilm which is gone with him. So this is also to show the importance of knowledge. Henceforth, this episode, it is only showing how important knowledge is. Right now, the scholar also is getting in picture. Why? Because the scholar, hamilul ilmi, is the carrier of knowledge. So being a carrier of knowledge, you have got a role to play in passing of knowledge. Whatever the benefits of knowledge is being mentioned here, it will have got to move and to fit like hand and glove with the scholar. Why? Because the scholar is the carrier of knowledge. So the physical demise of a scholar, it is the demise of a nation. We need to understand this. May Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal make us to understand why. Because in order for the dunya to be a safe place, nowadays they call it a safe haven, but we Muslims cannot say a safe haven, we can say a safe place, a better place rather, a better world for you and for me to live inside, we need to we have got rules and regulation. If there is no rules and regulation, then the world won't be a suitable place for us. It will be the law of jungle will be now governing the human being. So if the scholars are there, we know that then the serenity, the smooth flowing of the affairs, it will be running properly. For verily, if it will be known that the scholars, if it was not because of them, then the people will be none except like a jungle. It will be a law of jungle. And it will be worse because the jungle, it is better because it was meant to be a jungle at the first instance by Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal. But now if human beings, they become a jungle, they will be more worse than the jungle because we have seen it for ourselves in the places or in the houses or in the shops where there is no knowledge, how people behave in those houses, how people behave in those business arena, how they cheat, how they fight, how they swear. And if you go to a country where there is no knowledge, you find that chaos is rampant, and it will be the talk of that day in that type of countries or type of places. May Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal make us to understand the physical demise of a scholar, to agree all of us, it is a musibah, it's a great calamity. It is a great calamity, no any compensation which it will have got, except by having a scholar to inherit from him and to take from where he left and to continue. Wa aidan, and also to ponder and to know, fa innal ulama, that the scholars, the ulama, they are the ones who protect the worshippers, not only the worshippers, and they protect the country, and they also protect the rulers, the scholars. The kings, they need the scholars. In order for them to run the Islamic State, they need the fatwas, they need the direction, they need the irshad of the scholars. In order for the ibad, for the worshippers, to know the shurut usiha, the conditions of this, the condition of that, the kaifiyah of this, the ijra'at, how to run around within the, what you call this, the Islamic permissible way, and to understand the nawafil fast, the sunan fast, the fara'id fast, all this, it needs the scholars who will get depth into the fiqh, and they will do istimbat in this fiqh, and they will let the umum, the public, the general people to know the khawas and the specific and the general of how to run their space. Not to, only to speak about that, and also as we can say that nowadays, we are in a world of technology, and henceforth the technology, it is giving birth to terminologies. So now we've got a complex issue that we've got many things which we are faced unto, which the first generation was not exposed unto. So we need the people who be able to exonerate and to digest and to dissect the issue which we are facing, and the issue which the Sharia address, and how to make this thing to be in law, so that to have got the smooth flow and to understand our day-to-day so-called complicated and sophisticated arena, the ulama, they will make it to be more easy for us and to understand. So the ibad, the worshippers, they need the scholars. The country, it needs the scholars. The king, they need the scholars. So we understand that the physical demise of the scholars, it is the step of the sacred. You know, in order for this world to work properly, it has got its complete sacred. If the sacred is disturbed, you find that the currents, it will be not reaching the correct avenue properly. So from among is the correct working of the sacred of this dunya, it is not only the round of the orbit or, but also the role which the ulama, they do play in this dunya. They do play in this dunya. It is very, very important for us to understand. For this reason, Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal will keep on give us the Mujaddid, the people who will resume from where our predecessors, our pious people, where they've left. So these people, what they do is that they will come and they'll do tajdeed. For whatever, when people, they will start to do wrong, then the Mujaddid, they will come and start to do tajdeed in order for the way to proceed. Then Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal will protect through this, with His permission, of course, His religion, His book, and the worshippers. Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal will make us to understand. So, with this in mind, we understand that the demise of a scholar is a great calamity, as we have pointed out. Viewers of Madani Channel, you see, with all these resources which we have got, and all this ahadith and all this explanation from various scholars, we see how important an alim is. That's why we say that by his physical demise, will be found in want, all of us, one way or the other. So for this, there is some couplets which the poet did pen in praise of the scholar, that the by the demise of an alim, by the physical demise of a scholar, we will see that at the end of the day, it will be the demise of a nation, it will be a demise of the society, it will be the demise of the globe as well. Kama qila, like how it was said by a poet, what some couplets. The poet here is telling us that learn the Islamic knowledge. It is not a parishani, it is not a problem, it is not an obstacle that we don't have money, or sometimes we don't have, I mean, the dunya with things like camels, like sheep, like goats, or these camels or cows, because at the end of the days we are going to lose those things, or the cows or the sheep, they will die one away. So money is not an issue, and also the position is not an issue, but knowledge is an issue. Verily, it is the biggest problem or the obstacle will come when the scholar, when the alim, when the knowledge of deen, who understand religion, happen to demise from our amongst our midst, happen to wave us a bye, happen to leave the dunya. By his demise, then we know that basharun kathirun, many people are going to be buried with him. Many people are going to be buried with him. If the demise of a scholar is announced, then we know that it will be like we are announcing the death of that whole society. May Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal make us to understand the importance of knowledge, the importance of the scholar. Insha'Allah, in the following episode, exactly, we are going to resume from where we stopped, and we're going to continue. So we'll shed more light. But inshallah, we'll be looking now at other ahadith and explain and deduce some madani pearls like it was our norm. As for now, we'll say that the war against ignorance, it will continue. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammadin sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path